M. Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. The third shootdown of an aerial object in the past 3 days happened earlier today. CBS's Skylar Henry on a previous shootdown.
The U.S. downed an aerial object the size of a small car on Friday over Alaska. It landed on sea ice, and crews are still working to get answers on who owned it and what it was.
The predominant concern by the president was a safety of flight issue at that altitude.
Lawmakers who were critical over President Biden's timing on shooting down a Chinese spy balloon earlier this month say while they're demanding details on who's behind the latest objects, they're pleased with the response.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer was on ABC's This Week talking about the latest shootdowns.
Until they get that comprehensive analysis, however, we have to look at each balloon individually.
Were these balloons
see what
Friday
this
and
does.
Saturday night?
They believe they were, yes, but much smaller than the first one.
The first one was a large Chinese spy balloon shot down off the coast of South Carolina. It's been a wild night so far at the Super Bowl in Arizona.
Both teams scored on their first possession. Jalen Hurts took the ball into the end zone on a fourth and goal from the one to put the Eagles on top 7-0. Kansas City's Patrick Mahomes, though, responded, making it 7-7 on an 18-yard pass to Travis Kelce. In the second quarter, the Eagles moved on top again on a Hurts 45-yard pass. Hurts later fumbled, though. The Chiefs' Nick Bolton picked it up, ran it back 36 yards. That made it 14-14. The Eagles came right back on the next possession, Hurts scoring again on a 4-yard run to put Philadelphia back on top 21-14. Steve Futterman, CBS News, at the Super Bowl in Glendale, Arizona.
At least 33,000 people have been killed in last week's twin earthquakes that hit Turkey and Syria. CBS's Imtiaz Tayyip says Turkey is now arresting contractors saying the buildings were not up to code.
This man is smashing the logo of a prominent construction company. He's one of many who blame shoddy building practices for the near total devastation. Turkish authorities have started arresting property developers and have issued arrest warrants for over 100 more. But critics of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan say he's trying to deflect blame from his own government's major failings.
The U.S. has been one of the biggest contributors of aid to Ukraine. The chairman of the House Foreign Affairs Committee says that's because American national security could be at risk.
China's aligned with Russia, Iran, and North Korea against freedom, democracy in the West.
Michael McCaul appeared on CBS's Face the Nation. Some Republicans had earlier supported some changes, by the way, to Social Security and Medicare that has been worrying many recipients. This is CBS News.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Got a problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Just after 8 o'clock in Madison, Wisconsin. Hello, everybody, on the Civic Media Radio Network. Original local music from Wisconsin. Let's kick off the 8 o'clock hour of 2 from American Scarecrows. Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Take this conversation for example. You're the I'm brooding yourself crazy is no way.
Sync Radio, we are local music. American Scarecrows there from Drawing Little Pictures, their 2022 release. That was Diane. Before that, Broken Bones and Mountain. I love that band. I think they're out of Minneapolis. They should come to Madison and play a show.
A little more often. I think the last time I saw them was a Flannel Fest in Madison.
Yeah, they're good.
Oh, they are so good, yeah.
Happy Saturday, everybody. I'm Jimmy Kay with Rocker and Terry Barr.
Hello.
Rocker, we still got some stuff coming up here in the show tonight. What do we got?
Jimmy, Buffalo Nichols, speaking with Terry Barr, that's coming up after 8:30.
Oh, just wait till you hear his music.
And The Devil's Lair with Michael Massey, he's here right now. Oh. He's setting up. He's going to be
just
playing
wait till
for
you hear
live.
His music.
Yeah, he's going to be telling us about his brand new book that's just coming out, all kinds of good stuff. And Maxine Kevy with Jimmy. Sitting in for Rocker, 10 p.m. to midnight.
I don't know why that makes me laugh. Sorry, Jimmy K.
I'm going to have fun tonight.
I know you are.
Going to tear it up. Hey, I wonder if Michael Massey could have a bus load of people call in and chant.
Oh.
That would be cool.
You know what? If anything, we'll start it, and we'll get people as they're driving by going, you know, with their arms out the windows.
There you go.
Michael Massey! Michael Massey!
Let's do this. In the 9 o'clock hour, if you're driving by the studios here on University
beep,
Avenue.
Beep.
Yeah, toot your horn. We're what's our address? 3535 University Avenue.
Yes.
We're Rocker and Terry are in the window. I am not.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Well, of course, I wave and there's no traffic at this moment.
Right.
So, yeah.
a couple of point of orders we need to bring up here.
Yes.
There's a couple of things that we need your help. We want you, the listener, to help us, the radio show.
Mm-hmm.
So we want you to nominate us for a couple of things, if you would. The Best of Madison.
Yeah.
What is that? Madison Magazine and Channel 3000 puts that on.
Mm-hmm.
They have a category called Best Radio Team. So I don't know if you put Maxine Radio in there or just put Jimmy Rocker, Terry Barr. That would work, too.
Okay. I'm going to share this on our Facebook page, too.
Yeah. Also, mm-hmm. The mamas. The mamas are gearing up. That's the big one right there.
We are now nominated.
We've been nominated.
Yes!
Been nominated. Radio station.
Radio station or radio show?
Radio station.
Oh, okay.
We just fit in that slot.
All right. And local on-air personality, we could do that. Terry, you won that 1 year.
I did.
You didn't win as many as Gabby Parsons has.
I have not. I think they retired her winnings. She won so many times, they were like, you're done. No more winnings
for you. One of these Saturday nights, we need to call Gabby out of the blue.
Yeah.
And just chat with her.
That would be so
You know what?
Fun.
Michael's here tonight. Maybe we ought to do it during the Devil's Lair.
Ooh.
Oh, I don't know.
No, I want to concentrate on Michael. No, yeah. Nothing against Gabby, because I love Gabby.
Count to 20, but, Jimmy.
Oh, that would be so fun.
All right. We do have Michael Massey coming up in about 45 minutes. Live music on the radio is a wonderful thing. In the meantime, doozy on the way. We'll do some mono and stereo. How about the Dead Lights right now? Ooh. Bump in the Night on Max Inc. Radio.
Dark, or more of the lie. Do the monsters live under your bed or live inside your mind? If I'm here and we scare them away, is your fear that I'll be the new monster to stay? I think you know my claws, they can't scratch you. My jaws will close on you. In the night, in the dark, it'll show. I'm the one you reach for when you
motivation and never feeling gratification. Liberation from desecration, some kind of sick and twisted relation. Looking around for something to live for. You want a habit you get out of bed for. Communication, manipulation. Got you looking for false satisfaction. If you're looking for love with somebody, do you wanna get by? Do you wanna get out with me? If you're looking for time with somebody, do you wanna get by? Do you wanna get out with me? A lack of inspiration, a lack of motivation. Looking for something to take off the edge of it. If you're looking for love with somebody, do you wanna get by? Do you wanna get out with me? Hallucinations, trying to get along the best you can. I said, hey, you're needing something, some kind of nothing good. If you're looking for love with somebody, do you wanna get by? Do you wanna get out with me? If you're looking for time with somebody, do you wanna get by? Do you wanna get out with me? A lack of inspiration, a lack of motivation. Looking for something to take off the edge of it. If you're looking for love with somebody, do you wanna get by? Do you wanna get out with me? Somebody, do you wanna get by? Do you wanna get out with me? If you're looking for time with somebody, do you wanna get by? Do you wanna get out with me? A lack of inspiration, a lack of motivation. Looking for something to take off the edge of it. If you're looking for love with somebody, do you wanna get by? Do you wanna get out with me? If you're looking for love with somebody, do you wanna get by? Do you wanna get out with me? If you're looking for time with somebody, do you wanna get by? Do you wanna get out with me?
Local music from Wisconsin. That is Doozy, and Do You Want to Get High with Me on Max Inc. Radio. From Wausau, Wisconsin, Doozy is from. We've got to get them back on the show again sometime. See if they have any new music happening. Let's go from Wausau down to Rockford, Illinois for Mono in Stereo.
Highway 213 won't take us there, but it'll get us close to where we're headed.
Sure. too long. This conversation, it's nowhere.
Radio, we are local music. Mono in Stereo is the name of that band. The Conversation, that's from 2019. Terry, I really believe that Rockford, as far as music anyway, should be part of Wisconsin.
I think we include them, don't
yeah.
we?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I call Miles Nielsen and the Rusted Hearts, I call them a Wisconsin band.
Perfect example.
Uh-huh. I bet, well, and I'm sure Rick would... Rick, I bet he would argue. Nope. I am Rockford through and through.
That's fine. You could be from Rockford, Wisconsin.
Oh.
I'm perfectly okay with being from Rockford.
Okay, we'll go with that. You know, Miles wants to be on the show sometime.
But
you know, his band is big.
Yeah. Oh, he wants to play on the double.
Yeah, of course.
Perhaps maybe we had to hook up the spaceship and see if we can make that happen.
There we go.
That'd be kind of fun, actually.
That would be really fun. Mm-hmm.
Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by...
Rockford, Wisconsin.
Right. Mm-hmm. Rockford, Wisconsin, yeah. thanks to Weikert Realtors, Lake Point. Let us open the door to your future home. Stop into the office on Atwood Avenue on Madison's east side or find them online at WeikertLakePoint.com. That's WEICHERT-LakePoint.com. Also, thanks to Ignite Glass and Gifts here in Madison, Monona Drive, Odana Road, and Willie Street. Get your glass smoking accessories. Rocker just did at Ignite Glass and Gifts.
Are you allowed to say that?
Yes, I am.
Oh, jeez.
Yes.
You guys. I
can't buy it.
You get me in trouble all the time, you know.
We can't buy it legally in Wisconsin, but we sure can talk about it. Pat McCurdy talks about it all the time. This is Mr. Jameson on Max Inc.
Can't stand the strain. Can't stand the fog. Can't stand the rain. I hate the hatred, the stupidity. Can't stand the liar lying to me. So, Mr. Jameson, that's why I'm calling you. I think I figured out what we gotta do. Let's have a party. Let's have some fun. Call up your best friend. Tell everyone. Let's get together. Let's do it right. Put on some music and dance all night. I'm tired of races. I'm tired of their friends. Looks like blue meanies are in Pepperland again. Can't stand the poison they're spewing out. I turn down the volume, still too loud. So, Mr. Jameson, that's why I'm calling you. I think I figured out what we gotta do. Let's have a party. Let's have some fun. Call up your best friend. Tell everyone. Let's get together. Let's do it right. Put on some music and dance all night. Jameson, that's why I'm calling you. I think I figured out what we gotta do. Let's have a party. Let's have some fun. Call up
Maxique Radio, we are local music with Pat McCurdy, Mr. Jameson. That's from his latest album, Now Is Not the Time for Sad Songs. Now is the time for Terry Barr to talk with Buffalo Nichols. That's coming up next on Maxique Radio.
Got a problem with Maxique Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion. Maxique Radio. Radio for the people. This is Rocker, and I bet you didn't know I was a realtor. I just joined up with Weikert Realtors Lake Point on Atwood Avenue. Join us for an open house and art show on Thursday, February 23rd, with free snacks and liquid refreshments. Six local artists are featured, including Catherine Capilaro from Disco Superstars, VO5. It's the Weikert Realtors Lake Point Open House and Art Show, 2045 Atwood Avenue, February 23rd. For more information, find us at weikert-lakepoint.com.
Are you looking for a great way to get into shape this year and have a fun time doing it? Then look no further than Leviathan Jiu-Jitsu in Sun Prairie, just off of Highway 19 behind Gus's Diner. Leviathan Jiu-Jitsu offers students a challenging curriculum and a safe and family-friendly environment for all ages. Kids' classes are offered Monday through Thursday from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. with an emphasis on bulletproofing. Veterans and first responders receive a 22% discount on the cost of membership in honor of their service. Check us out online at leviathanbjj.gymdesk.com.
CBS News Brief. U.S. fighter jets have shot down another unidentified object, this time over Lake Huron. CBS's military consultant Jeff McCausland says the location of the object is troubling.
Lake Huron sits in roughly the center of the U.S.-Canadian landmass. So if the object originated outside the continental United States and Canada, it would have had to have flown over a large portion of either or both countries prior to its destruction.
U.S. officials believe this latest object was earlier over Montana. Super Bowl 57 getting underway in Arizona as the Philadelphia Eagles face the Kansas City Chiefs. How do the Chiefs fans feel about the game? Rivaled only by the enthusiasm of the Eagles fans. All those fans celebrating ahead of the game. CBS News Brief.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues, from the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Hey, Mrs. K, get off Mr. K and listen to Max Inc. Radio.
Get out of here or I'll kick your ass.
Radio for the people.
Yeah, meet me in the bottle. Bring my heart and show.
Listening to Max Inc. Radio, and I'm Terry Barr, and I want to welcome now, I have been looking forward to doing this interview for so long, welcome with me to Max Inc. Radio, Carl Buffalo Nichols. Carl Buffalo Nichols, thank you for being here.
It is my pleasure. Thank you.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we were just really enjoying, this is a fairly new song of yours as well, Meet Me in the Bottom. Now, I love your guitar and the voice. It's actually pretty mesmerizing to listen to you. What can you tell me about this song?
This is a song. It's kind of a traditional blues song in a lot of ways. It goes by different names. I heard Juke Boy Bonner from Texas do a version, and I kind of based my version off of his. And yeah, I was working on the album and I recorded this song, and it didn't end up going on the album, but I thought it would give people a different view of me as an artist, particularly as a guitar player. So I wanted to get that out there and kind of shake the image of a acoustic musician strictly.
Oh, I'm so glad that it's out there and that we get to enjoy this. Thank mm-hmm. you. You know, you grew up in Milwaukee. I know you were born in Texas, but you grew up in Milwaukee. Have you found the city in any way influencing your music or your sound?
Yeah, definitely. Milwaukee has a lot of musicians who just play music because they love it. And I ended up being one of those musicians, with it being maybe a smaller market or off the radar of the industry. There's not any particular scene that people feel like they have to attach themselves to. So I just played whatever I wanted to. And one of those things that I wanted to play was blues music. And you know, I have a lot of other influences, but being from Milwaukee just made me play the music I wanted to and not the music that, you know, was in fashion or anything.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. Playing what you want rather than what maybe somebody else is telling you you need to play. I love mm-hmm. that. Did you also have any influence from church? I mean, you hear this a lot with musicians, that some of it kind of retains as you get older, that some of that background stays with you.
No, not really. No. There's a lot of biographical information about me that was exaggerated by certain people. But I didn't grow up in church. I played in churches as a hired musician. And, you know, like I said, I've always listened to a lot of different types of music, and gospel music is one of those things. Mm-hmm. And it did affect the way that I played, definitely. But it wasn't something, not any more than any other thing that I come across in my life.
Okay. So we set the record straight right here. I like
that. That's right.
You know, I really, I hear the blues and I think of all the stories behind these songs. Just incredible. What do you really hope people who come to your shows and listen to you or just listen to your recordings, what do you hope they hear?
That question is usually tough for me because the main thing that I want is for people to just take things, I guess, as they are or as they feel. I'm not trying to make any particular point. I really want people to just use their own context and experience to try to figure out what I'm saying. And if it relates to them, then they can take that. And if it doesn't, I'm not going to beat them over the head with it. They can just move on to somebody else.
Yeah. So your music is for everybody and you want them to just hear maybe their own story coming out of it?
Well, no, the opposite. It's actually for nobody.
Oh. Wow.
And I don't have that in my head when I'm making music. Like, what are people going to think or what do I want them to take away from this? I'm going to express myself and the rest is up to them. And that's not really my business.
I love that though. And having been lucky enough to see you at the Sugar Maple Music Festival in the Madison area a couple of years ago, I absolutely understand what you're telling me. I just remember you as one person with your guitar getting up on stage and the crowd, once you started, zip. You could have heard a pin drop because everybody was just so enthralled with the way you sing and your guitar. Does that make you feel anything when you're up on stage? I mean, what are you thinking about? What are you feeling?
Yeah, it really is something that I spend a lot of time thinking about and worrying about. I spend a lot of time thinking about that. Sorry. Because it is kind of nerve-wracking to get up in front of a lot of people as a solo artist. So one of the things that I've worked on, you know, I've been making music for a long, long time, but this is the first time I've really gotten notoriety as a solo artist. And I haven't really spent as much time being a solo artist as I have playing in bands or playing guitar, because I knew that if I was going to go out on my own, I would have to, everything that I did had to be able to, you know, speak for itself. So I had to make sure that my guitar playing was good enough that on its own could, you know, get people's attention. And then I'd work on my voice to the point where, you know, people would want to listen to just me singing for, you know, 30 minutes or an hour. Yeah. So I do put great effort into, you know, trying to get the audience on my side without pandering. So whenever that happens, I don't take it for granted.
I can vouch for it. I saw it happen. It was glorious to watch. You know, you see an audience all fidgety and what's going on? Okay. And then boom, just silence, enjoying your music. And I want to let people here know that they have a chance to enjoy your music. You've got quite a tour going right now and you've got two shows coming up in Wisconsin. We have February 17th at the gorgeous Stoughton Opera House in Stoughton. February 18th, then you're headed up north to Nicolet College in Rhinelander. Is there anything you want people to think about or know as they're coming to the show, or should they just come and just relax and enjoy an incredible night of music?
Oops, sorry. there is something that is important as far as what I'm what I would like people to expect, and that's to get the idea out of your head that the blues is some kind of like background music. You know, and it's especially for blues artists, you find yourself playing a lot of restaurants and like, you know, these places where the music is an afterthought. And, I'm not that type of artist. I'm making songs with an intent. You know, I write songs for people to hear, not for people to ignore. So, and there's moments where I'm always encouraging people to react how they want to, but I wouldn't come thinking that you're going to eat barbecue and, you know, and just carry on conversations while I'm playing. It's, because there's a lot going on. I try to craft my set from beginning to end, so I hope people will pay attention for the whole thing.
Well, I think the good thing with both of these venues, they are more of a listening room. And I know more of those types of venues are popping up where on the table, you'll find a note saying, listen to the music. If you aren't here to listen to the music, then go away.
I really appreciate that
because that's why I go to a show. I want to hear the music. Is there anything, you know, just to lighten it up here for a second, is there anything kind of funny from all of your travels? Anything that sticks out?
No, some things that I find funny that aren't, that probably aren't very light. No, I mean, it's hard. Touring is hard and people like to, you know, at the end of the day, you got to laugh at it and make jokes about it, but it's a hard way to make a living. And I could share some stories, but they're only funny to me. So I'm going to keep them to myself.
Okay, got it. And at least they're funny to you. So that makes you laugh. And that's a good thing instead of, you know, whatever else the reaction could be.
Yeah.
You know, how do we now, what is the best way to follow you? How do we keep up with you and your music?
I try my best to stay active on all the social media platforms. I do Facebook and Instagram and Twitter, and I got my website. I don't have a mailing list just because it's, I forgot to have a mailing list.
Social media
is good. And I always keep tour dates up on my website if you're slightly more old school.
Excellent. Excellent. Okay. Again, we want to mention February 17th at the Stoughton Opera House in Stoughton, February 18th, the Nicolay College in Rhinelander. Anything else that you would like to care and share that maybe I missed in our discussion?
I just want to, you know, remind people that I'm I came up as a musician in Milwaukee and in Wisconsin. I've been to all these places. I used to beg the people at Stoughton Opera House to let me open for other artists. And, you know, I'm a true Wisconsinite. So it's good to be back.
Oh, we're so happy you're here as well. And if people are out and about this summer, they can catch up with you at a bunch of different festivals. And again, you can find that on his website. Thank you so, so much, Carl Buffalo Nichols. This has been an absolute pleasure for me. My goodness. This is Max Inc. Radio, and we are local music.
I should live, and a voice from somewhere says you're and the broken way you left that reveals your inner child. Did you gather all your dreams to be buried in your past? Did the world love you enough to make them last? So tell me how you feel.
Radio, we are local music. Buffalo Nichols from Meet Me in the Bottom. It's brand new music there. Terry, awesome interview with Buffalo Nichols.
Oh, thanks. It was such a pleasure to talk with him. And the song we just heard was Friends. He's so bluesy. But as you heard, all his songs are just so thoughtful and based on growing up in Milwaukee, which is just so interesting to me. He's got a couple of Wisconsin shows coming up this next Thursday, or no, I should say Friday. He is at the Stoughton Opera House in Stoughton. Can you imagine hearing these songs at the Stoughton Opera House?
I've never been there. I've got to check the. I've heard the stage is beautiful.
Yes.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Yes. And then he is playing at the College in Rhinelander on Saturday night. Then he's off and running. He's all over the country from there. I do know he revealed and he said, whoops, should I say anything? I go, I'll tell people. He'll be back in the Madison area this summer.
Oh.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And we will be there.
Well, we'll be there with bells on for sure.
Absolutely.
Hey, speaking of bells, Michael Massey is live in the Devil's Lair.
Yes.
Coming up next, right after Brian Cherry on Max Inc. Radio.
Well, I fell in love with the train wreck. I saw it coming, but I could not resist. Her beautiful disaster was going my way. Well, I tried to salvage my life in the junkyard of her eyes. And all I could find was scraps of pain.
looking for some advice, and all you can scream is make her come home.
My apprentice and all its power can be yours.
You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999 and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Monday mornings at 8 on The Shaw and on the Civic Media app.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.